You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
Thank you for your patience. Last week we had to take a pause because I was recovering from meningitis, her old ankle, some hurt feelings. It was a rough couple of weeks, and I had to prioritize the main show that's out every Monday and Thursday. And I thought, if I'm gonna do all this stuff, I think everyone will understand if I have to take a week off. So thank you. Today we are continuing part three of our Build You Better series. The last two episodes we covered, the first one was The Ordinary World, then the second was A Call to Adventure, and today we're covering The Refusal of the Call. So this is part three. So if you've missed the other two, you might not understand where we're going. But, this is always a great place to start. And please, I've been sending out and I scheduled out a bunch of additional emails for supplemental material, other stuff that you can use, older episodes where I apply more context to how the hero's journey applies. So you can go ahead and get caught up on all of that over at remso, remso.substack.com. That's remso.substack.com. So The Refusal of the Call. Everything that I'm referring to is in the show notes. I'm grabbing this document from Grand Valley State University, and it's the same document we've been following throughout this Build You Better series, which is the monomyth, the hero's journey. So today we're covering The Refusal of the Call. So to kind of understand where we're at, we identify the ordinary world, where we're at, what we're comfortable with, what we're not comfortable with, the current setting at the beginning of our story. Where are you? There's no good place. There's no bad place. There's simply where you are and understanding your place in the world currently. And then there's the call to adventure, that moment where you know that your life is going to change, whether you accept that new promotion, whether you're out of work and you're traveling to a faraway place for new opportunities, whether you've signed up for something absolutely crazy, whether you know that once you confront a certain issue, there's no going back. The old world has completely changed. But what about the refusal of the call? Because this happens to many heroes, many brave heroes who don't quite understand their full potential yet. Maybe it's that self-doubt. Maybe it's a lot of things, but the refusal of the call is often where the pivot points tend to occur. And I quote, "The often reluctant hero, think of a Frodo Baggins, think of a Luke Skywalker, think of those types of folks. They have it within them, they just don't know it's there yet. And while the call is there, they hesitate a bit. They don't quite know if they should say yes. The often reluctant hero has to be set along the correct path. So for Luke Skywalker, what really changed it? It was the massacre of his aunt and uncle, Uncle Owen, and Aunt What's-Her-Name, given that blue milk. He goes and hangs out with the hermit, Ben Kenobi, and he sees the message from Princess Leia, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. And now he's learned that his father is a lightsaber. I'm sorry, His father was a Jedi because now he has his father's lightsaber. So Luke is like almost there, but he doesn't quite feel comfortable leaving his family yet. So he goes back to his home, and the stormtroopers have been there, and they set his freaking aunt and uncle on fire because his father's a lightsaber, as I mentioned. So it's those moments. That's when he knows there is no going back. The die has been cast and the choice has ultimately been made for you. But what you do next is ultimately onto you. He or she must weigh the consequences and be excited by stronger motivation to proceed further. Now it's no longer just the empire that lives in abstract. Now it's the empire that has killed his family and the legend of his father that he knows that he has the potential to be. So we went ahead and we're going to go ahead and pull out a example from The Last Unicorn by Peter S. Beagle. I don't think that's his name. I've never read this book, but this university thought it was good enough. Originally warned by some passing hunters that she, the unicorn, may be the last of her kind, the unicorn does not believe that she is. As time passes and no one comes near, the unicorn's doubt and worry become so great that she leaves the forest to seek out any hints of her own kind. Sometimes we need that confirmation, that knowing that whether we accept the call or not, you can accept it out of excitement or you can accept it out of obligation. Either way, the refusal of the call often sets the stage. It's reminding you that the ordinary world that you know is different or is going to be different or is taken away from you. This refusal doesn't make you less of a brave person. I've encountered this many times in my life where I know that if I don't confront something, something bad is going to happen. Or if I don't confront something, I'm going to leave a lot of things unanswered. Or if I don't confront something, I'm never going to seek the conclusion or the closure that I need to move on. And many of you probably think of the same thing. So whether or not you accepted the call bravely or you accepted it hesitantly, once you understand the refusal, which is that moment where you don't want to admit that things have changed, but now you're starting to see it, to recognize is to accept. And that's where we go from there. Thank you once again. I'm back on track. Everything is good to go. We are doing Build You Back Better, covering every step of the hero's journey. Please listen to the last two parts if you have not caught up. Everything matters from here going further. Every episode builds upon each other. I'm Remso W. Martinez, helping you find the hero in you. We'll be right back.